paragraph Dalid. Ugmilas chesed valvoas chen gedoilo yoiser minat stoko. And it's great a mitzvah as stoko is to take out $100 bill, to take out $100, and to give the poor person so he has what he needs now. Well, you know, it's an even greater mitzvah to lend when there's a person who's trying to get on his feet and he needs a loan to be able to get over a certain hurdle, that kind of thing. The Gemara says that's even greater than stoko. Ki gemilus chesed bein laniyim bein lashirim, because tzedakah is only to a poor person generally, whereas gemilus chesed is a mitzvah that you can do with a poor person and even a wealthy person. Vaydeze koine ahavo v'sholoim im hakoil, and when a person is zeicher to do gemilus chesed, he acquires love and peace with everybody. Shezeh ho'ikar. This is the most important thing in Yiddishkeit. Ki godoil ha-sholoim shemevatel achizas ha-yetzor v'kanal. Because sholoim is so important, it eliminates the power of the yetzahara. Ve'ikar mailas halvoaschein hu ha-amtono shemamten l'chaveiroi ad asher yishalmloi. The main benefit, the main significance in a loan is the fact that the lender is willing to wait the amount of time until the borrower will be able to return the loan. Shaydeze mevateles b'chinas hazman. By doing that, he throws the clock out of the window. I'm not interested. I'm not bothered as every minute goes by and every hour goes by that he's holding on to my money. Don't bother me at all. I feel great. I'm thrilled that he's holding on to my money for the 3 months or 6 months, whatever it is that he needs it. And he plugs into the level that's above the concept of time. Shezehu klal kol ha-toira. This is what the entire Yiddishkeit is all about. Shetzrichin lahamtin. Yiddishkeit is the ability to wait. That's what the whole Jewish religion is based on. The ability to wait. Kischar mitzvah b'hayal maleka. Because the Gemara says that the reward for a mitzvah in this world doesn't exist. So which means a person coming into this world, a person makes his debut in this world, he comes out of his mother's womb, and he's going to be here for 70 years or 80 years or 95 years. And the first thing they tell him is, listen, buddy, if you do anything good here, you ain't really going to know about it until at least 80, 90 years. You're going to have to wait 80, 90 years to find out, you know, for somebody to say, for Hashem to say, thank you, you're a great guy. Ki hayoim la'asoysom ulamochor lekabel ksorom. As the Gemara in Eruv and Daf Chav Beis says, today we do the mitzvahs, the reward isn't until tomorrow. Shaydeze nichlal bebechinas lamalam yazman. That's how every single one of us plugs into this level above the concept of time. Listen to this now. Ki bevadai imhoyo ha'odom roye schar ha-mitzvois boze ha'olam. Because for sure, if a Jew were able to see the reward for his mitzvahs while he's in this world, it wouldn't be a test at all to do mitzvah, not to do a mitzvah. And there would be no free choice anymore. There'd be no contest. The Yetzer Hara would be totally out of business. Bifrat mitzvah tzedakah, especially, for example, if we talk about charity. Im hayo ha'odom roye, shalidei hadiner shenoisin lehoni, nishpaloi miyad elef adumim. If a Jew were to see that through the dollar that he gives this poor man now, that the dollar hits the poor man's mouth and immediately gets a phone call from his banker. I don't know what happened. I don't know where this came from, but somebody made a deposit of $100,000 into your account. And he says, you know what? Let me try that again. He goes over to another poor man, gives him $2, and the banker says, calls up hysterical. Something's going crazy. Our computers, I don't know what it is, but now you got $200,000 in your bank. Person would see that. Would it be a test? Would there be any question? Mi pesi shelo yitein tzedakah. Which person would be a fool not to give charity? Velo yachtoiv masu matan kozeh. And he wouldn't grab such a deal, such a great deal. V'haloi hodom noisein al masu matan meois va'alofim. b'shvil sofek revach chelek mi'asorah. People, in order to do business, invest hundreds and thousands on a maybe, maybe that he's going to make 10% on it, Rav Nosson Zal says. Ulefamim yesh hefsed. And he doesn't always make it. People know that it's very normal in business that out of 20 deals that you do, two or three, you don't make money. Two or three, you lose on the deal. V'gam yesh lo yegiois gedoilois v'atzumois moid. And it doesn't come easy. He struggles. He's got to fight for every deal. His competition, this one, there's 10 guys going for that same piece of real estate. And he's got to try to find out what each one is doing, how much they're bidding. He's got to try to outbid them. And he's got to try to get the money to go to his bank. They should be willing to lend them the money, all the different pieces. So, umi lo yachtoiv revach kozeh, which normal person wouldn't grab at a profit like this, shaydei dinar echad shiten loni yarviach alofim bozeh hoilo meapeirois milvad hakeren hakemes loilam, that for giving a dollar to the poor person, he would immediately get thousands back, and that would just be profit. The principal is being reserved, saved for him in the future world. Ach ikar habechira v'hanisoyin hu hamtona. So therefore, where does the test come in? Where's the free choice? The free choice is wait. No instant gratification. Religion is not instant in most cases. You have to be able to wait. You have to be willing to wait. Machmas she'ein royim be'einom hasochor. Because in the majority of cases, the person doesn't see the reward with his eyes. He doesn't see the benefit. Ve'yesh lefomim. Listen to this now. And sometimes, Shemei ahavas ha'odom, that because Hashem likes the person so much, goinzen loy gam ha'peirois lo'olam haba le'tevosei. They don't let him have, this, the Gemara says that for certain mitzvahs, the fruit, the profit you get in this world, and the principle they save for you in the next world. But Rav Nosson says sometimes Hashem loves somebody so much that he says, this guy, I ain't gonna give him junk. I ain't going to give him money or other nonsense, you know, another refrigerator, a new car, shtuyot. I'm going to pay him in real dollars. I'm not going to pay him down here. I'm going to put it into his bank account for up here. I'm going to give him where it really counts eternally. So sometimes out of Hashem's love for a person, even the peiros, which the Gemara says in some cases you can have in this world, but Hashem loves this person so much that even he says, no, let's put it into the other account, the real account. For the benefit of the person. Or sometimes they'll use that in order to erase the guy's sins. Again, he won't get a new car, he won't get a new house, but they'll wipe his slate clean. Or they'll fix the past three Gilgulim that he was in this world. They'll take off all the sins that he did. Or other versions of this. Alkein, therefore, Iker Schar Hatstoko Hu Ho Emuna Shemamin Bashem Yisborach Umamtinoi. The main reward that Hashem appreciates when a person gives tztoka is the fact that the person's willing to give now and wait for the reward at some later date. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Malve Hashem choinein dal, that a person who helps a poor person is lending Hashem. What do you mean lending Hashem? When is Hashem going to pay back? 20 years, 50 years. And I'm happy, no problem. I ain't in a rush, Hashem. For you, I'm willing to wait. I'll give the money right now. I'm going to give this poor guy the $10 now, the $50. When am I going to get it back? If it's a month, if it's 50 years, if it's after I leave this world, no problem, Hashem. It's perfect. That's faith in Hashem. V'ho'ikar, the main thing is, levatel hazman, to do away with the time. Shalidezeh yesh loy koyach lahamtin. That's what gives the person the patience and the ability to wait. Kitzrichin losum liboy el ho'emes, because a person has to realize the truth. Shehazman poireach v'shot mo'oid mo'oid, kasheroim b'chush, that the time flies by, whizzes by very quickly. You tell a person, you tell a young guy, you're going to have to wait 20 years for your investment, you know, for this. Guy says, 20 years? What, are you crazy? I can't even wait 20 minutes. 20 minutes to wait is hard. But you tell an older person, you speak to people, grandparents or great-grandparents, you tell them 20 years, they say, sure. I remember 20 years ago, it was like yesterday. It was. They know that the time whizzes by very quickly. Ulahamin shebe'em esein shum zman klal. And to believe that really there is no time. Time is nothing. The main reason why we feel time, the main reason why sometimes it feels like something's taking a long time is because of lack of das. Because Hashem wants to test us. He wants us to have free choice. That's why sometimes it feels like it's taking a long time. In order to connect zman to that which is above zman, through charity and other good deeds, through the fact that we trust in Hashem, and we extend credit down here, we give. We make the payments down here. We give the poor person the money. We extend loans. And I'm willing to wait for what Hashem is going to give me for this. Nimtzo she'ikar milas hatzdoka milas chesed hu hamtona. So therefore, the real credit, the real benefit in the mitzvah of tzedakah, what really makes it so special, is that willingness to wait. By doing that, the person connects himself to above the concept of time, umevatel kol hashinuyim, and he eliminates all the differences. All the differences. Zman doesn't matter to me. In other words, another day is going to go, another hour. What do you mean an hour? A whole summer, an entire season? I have to wait for my money till the end of the summer? What do you mean, a summer and a winter? That's too long. I can't wait that long. What, are you crazy? And a person says, nonsense. I don't care. What's time? What's a year? You know how fast a year goes by? Like that. So if I have to wait a year, if the guy can't give me back the money for, so I wait. So he'll give it to me back in 2 years. Not the end of the world. V'alkein avoin horibis chomur ma'oid ma'oid. And this is why the Torah makes such a big issue, saying that the sin of ribis is a major, major avera. Ki horibis hu agar netar, because ribis is payment. I'm waiting. You have to pay me extra for that. That's not part of the deal. Shenoitel schar bishvil hamtonas ma'oisa, that he's taking payment for waiting for his money, shemalvaloi, which he lent to the other guy. And when a person does that, he strengthens Zman. He's showing, he's worshipping Zman. Zman is very important to him. And he strengthens the forces of evil, which are attached to the differences, which are based on time. Me'achar she'eino imamin Hashem Yisborach, since he doesn't believe in Hashem, lehamtin lechaveroi halvo, to be willing to wait to get his money back, v'ligboi limay chesed, and to do it as a kindness. I don't want anything from you. What am I, nuts? The 10% you're going to give me, the 12, that's going to make me rich? That's toilet paper compared to what Hashem gave. The Torah says that for doing kindness to another Jew, the reward is infinite. There isn't enough money in this world to pay a Jew for a mitzvah. So I'm going to trade in that reward, or I'm going to put that reward in jeopardy, questionable, because you're going to give me 5% or 10% or 20%. Shtuyot. Shayidezeh, if the person would have believed in Hashem, hoyemevatel hazman hanechas b'momen b'yoser, he would have ignored the time that's connected to money more than anything else. V'alkein pegam ovein oribis godol moin. And this is why the sin, the destruction that's caused by ribis is very great. V'nechshav kekoifer b'chol ha'toyre kula. And the Gemara and Baba Metzia daf ayin aleph and in the Yerushalmi say that it's considered as if a person is denying the entire religion. Because based on what we saw here, ki kol kiyum haTorah tluya bozeh levatel hazman shemisham kol hashinuyim. The whole Yiddishkeit is based on ignoring time. The whole Yiddishkeit is based on do the mitzvahs today, and Hashem's going to pay you tomorrow. What do you mean? If I'm doing it today, he's got to pay me today. He wants to pay me tomorrow? That's a whole different deal. 1 second, I'll take out the schedule of the interest. That's a whole different deal, a whole different ballgame. The whole Yiddishkeit is based on do today and receive tomorrow. Shemishom kol achizas ha-yetzahara. Again, zman and shinui is where the yetzahara draws his power from. This is what Gemara says again in Baba Mitzvah, that a person who takes interest, it's considered as if he denies the Jews having gone out of Egypt. Because when the Jews went out of Egypt, Hashem played some kind of game with the sun and the moon and the stars. He moved them all around. He made all kinds of changes in those things that control the clock, those things that define time, the sun, the moon. It says that the night became day. That's why by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem did away with time. It says when they came out of Egypt also, when Amalek attacked them, Hashem stopped the sun. It says, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu caused the sun to stop, you know, not to set, to give them a chance to wipe out, you know, to finish the job that they had to finish with Amalek at that time. Ukemuvan b'divrei Agmor zal b'roshei prokim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 79 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Shebekriyas Yamsuf hoya bitul hazmanim. That when the Jews stood at the crossing of the Red Sea, that was one of the occasions where Hashem did away with time. V'alkein b'leil shimurim hoyo lailo kayom yoyer. And so too on the night of Pesach, it says that the night shone like day. So we see that Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the main highlights of Yetzias Mitzrayim is doing away bitul hazman. K'moisham Rabbi Seinu, as Rashi HaKadosh points out in Chumash, Shmois, Yudalit Pasuk Chof, Shezeu b'chinas bitul azmanim, Shemishom kol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim hanoiroim she'osa Moshe, Shoyil Malmizman. That's how all the miracles were accomplished, which Moshe Rabbeinu performed. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is above the concept of time. K'moisham Uva, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Shmois, Daf Kuf Chof, Ma shehoyo hu sheyiye. That which was is that which is going to be. The past and the future are one. The Zohar HaKadosh says the first letters of Ma shehoyo hu is Rosh Teves Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, by him, past and future are one. Most people can tell you what happened yesterday or a week ago, a month ago. Not too many people can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow or a month. The tzaddik, to him, past and future are one. No problem. The clock, there is no. He can toss the clock away. He can get rid of the clock. Roshei Tevois Moshe, K'moshe Kosov Shomba Roshei Prokem, as Rabbeinu Zal also discusses over there in Likutei Moran, Torah and Tes. Vaydeze Zohu L'Kabola Satoira. And it's through the fact that Hashem did away with time. Hashem showed that he can override time. And the tzaddik has the ability to override time. That's how Klal Yisrael was zeichet to Kabbalah Satoira. Shal yodo zeichen lehikolel lemalam yasman. By observing the Torah, we plug into that level which is above time. Vahamal v'baribis, whereas a person who borrows money and takes interest, v'noitel agar netar, and he takes payment for the waiting, behefech mikol zeh. That's the opposite of everything we just discussed. And that's why he's considered as a person who denies the entire Torah, and he denies Yetzias Mitzrayim.